This is the President's Club. Today we are speaking with Alan Simpson, President of the King Club in Brighton. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome to be here.
Let's hop right in. So can you tell me what inspired you to take on the role of president for your club and what responsibilities do you have in this leadership position?
It was a natural progression for me. Right off the bat, I was secretary in the club when I first joined, and I did all of the treasurer, secretary, treasurer, and vice president, then moved into president. And it was just kind of a natural role for me because I've kind of done it before in my work related brought me to that position.
How long have you been with the club and how long have you been president?
President, too long. I've been over 40 years with the club and I enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie we've got and what I can do for my community.
It's amazing. Thank you. Sir, and how many years exactly as president? Has it been that long?
It's over 20 years as president.
Wow. Okay, so let's dive right into number two. So how does your club contribute to the community? And can you share some examples of recent or ongoing projects that are making a difference?
Community, well, we do our two major fundraisers is Canada Day Pancake Breakfast, and then Apple Fest weekend, we do the pancake breakfast again, then have our beer garden, and then pancake breakfast again on Sunday. All the proceeds from this goes back into the community, and also we are associated with the Kin TV Bingo out of Peterborough, and in the past year, we donated $1,000 to each hospital, Coburg Hospital and Trenton Memorial Hospital. We gave schools thousands of dollars for their food program, and also for the playground equipment in Smithfield. We $1,000 to the food bank in Brighton. And going way back when this is the third Kin Club in Brighton, either the first or second, I'm not sure which, put over $10,000 into the arena when they first built the new arena. Serving our community's greatest needs is our motto.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Lots there. You guys do lots in the community. So what are some of your biggest challenges your club faces in fulfilling its mission, and how do you work to overcome them?
Right now, our biggest challenge is our membership. We are a very small club, 6 to 8 members, and big challenge is to get people out. And we are looking for people that would like to serve the community's greatest needs and, you know, help us out, have some fun. The camaraderie is the biggest thing. And this was Kin Canada, was originally started by Hal Rogers. And the reason he started it was he was in the war. And when he came home, he missed the camaraderie of his pals during the war. And so he said, hey, I want to make friends. This was in Hamilton, so they started the club there.
Wow, that's amazing. No, thank you for sharing. So on to the next, kind of what you were just talking about. How do you engage and recruit new members, and what qualities or skills do you look for in individuals joining your club?
Really no skills. You know, myself, I've learned so much from the Kin Association. And that, again, is part of our decree, I guess you'd say, that you build your own future from the club and you learn as you go, this sort of thing. But yeah, we're looking for anyone that would like to serve the community's greatest needs.
Yeah, just a passion to give back. Yeah, absolutely. Great. Okay, on to the final one. So looking ahead, what are your key priorities as president, and how do you envision the club evolving to meet the community's needs?
Well, increasing our service projects to raise funds. We've had different ones in the past, this sort of thing we might try to bring up again. This summer in June, we are going to be hosting a district convention. Our district runs from Brighton here, we're the furthest on the east, up to Timmins, and as far west as Sault Ste. Marie. We cover one big territory, and we're going to have members coming from all those areas and towns and cities into Brighton. And I've got kind of a project now I'm working on, because we spend the Saturday and do something for the community. And one of the big things is food banks, and I'm looking to possibly do a food drive on the Saturday, June 19th, I believe it is.
We'll have to connect and chat a little more about that closer to the date. So unless there's anything to add for you, Alan, that wraps our interview.
That's good then.
Okay, so that wraps our interview. Thanks again for joining us, Alan. And for more features as part of our President's Club series, visit brightontoday.ca.